Right, I want to speak to Andrew Murdoch from Guide Dogs NI, who's available for a chat. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Andrew, you're encouraging TransLink to be more understanding of people who have a visual impairment. And I think they're playing ball with you on this one by actually wearing blindfolds. Thankfully, not the drivers, but someone from TransLink's going to be wearing a blindfold.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're delighted that Chris Conway, the chief executive of TransLink, is prepared to have the blindfold challenge and navigate both the station and using public transport. And it just shows the ongoing commitment from TransLink that has been there for over recent years to improve the accessibility and the passenger experience of people who are blind and partially sighted.
We probably don't give enough consideration to those challenges that individuals face.
Yeah, and some of them, to be honest, are very simple. I mean, it's things like making sure that the bus is pulled up right up to the curb edge, so the guide dog owner knows where they are in relation to stepping onto the bus. It's making sure that the guide dog owner knows which stop to get off at, particularly in the rural services. Because certainly over this last 12 months, we now have the audiovisual announcements on the metro service, which has just made such a difference to the passenger experience, but certainly for the rural services and the accessibility of some of the vehicles. And hopefully that's some of the things that Chris will appreciate today under the blindfold.
Yeah, what time are you putting him up for this challenge?
Hopefully he'll be joining us around 11 o'clock. We have quite a challenge for him today, so hopefully he'll enjoy the experience.
Okay, he's preparing for it. He's not available to have a yarn with us on the radio, but he's preparing for it, and the cameras will be on him. I want to stay with me, Andrew. I want to speak to Tori Tennant, who's a guide dog user. Tori, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, what advice would you give Mr. Conway here as he undertakes this challenge this morning?
First of all, I would say fair play to him, and he's under quite a bit of pressure, but hopefully it'll raise awareness of what it's like having a visual impairment.
And what are the main hassles as far as you're concerned?
I come from Ballymena, so the Goldliner buses, they don't have the audiovisual announcements on them. Now, the drivers usually would be quite good around Ballymena. I have been on the metro bus as well that has the audiovisual, and it's brilliant, you know, hearing the announcements, and it actually makes you want to stay on the bus longer to find out exactly where it's going, you know, because it's just that exciting, you know, that, you know, as soon as you hear your stop, you can know when to get off, and it would be brilliant if it was implemented on the Ulster buses and things like that.
Of course. And how comfortable is your dog? What do you call your dog?
My dog's called Ushi.
So how comfortable is Ushi on the Goldliner?
To be honest, she prefers the trains because the buses, she slides quite a bit. So she's not really keen on the sliding bit of it. But, you know, she gets comfy enough, you know, and then, you know, when the bus sort of slows down, then she starts sliding all over the show. So, you know, there's nothing really that can be done about her sliding, you know.
Is she not prone to motion sickness at all? I have a couple of dogs and you can take them hardly anywhere in a car.
Oh, no, she's brilliant. She, you know, she's never had travel sickness at all. The buses, she would prefer the trains because the trains she can, you know, she can get asleep on the trains, you know, whereas the buses, she sort of has to hold herself up, you know, because she's sliding a bit, you know.
And do you find the other passengers are as welcoming of the guide dog being there as they should be?
Most of them are, yeah. It's usually a conversation starter, you know. Usually, you know, people will say good morning and they'll say you've got a nice dog, you know, and, you know, it passes the journey, you know, and sometimes even, you know, it's an education for kids as well, because parents would tell their kids what guide dog does, and, you know, so it, I've never had any bother from passengers, you know.
Thankfully, and I would like to think long will that continue. Tori, thanks for the input. Thank you very much indeed. And Andrew, you're off to, I suppose, put this blindfold on Mr. Conway. You'll be sympathetic towards him. You're not trying to trip him up or trick him out or trick him in some way.
No, not intentionally anyway. But it is a challenge, and I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Yeah, and it's a very important message, and fair play to TransLink for giving you the platform to remind people of how valuable the guide dogs are to people who need them, and how valuable any assistance dogs are in general. Andrew, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Frank.
It's Andrew Murdoch and Tori Tennant there.